Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Roman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eric King. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts towards third. Coles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernazard moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is hit by the pitch. Butler moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Butler moves to third. Carter moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butler scores. Carter scores. Hall moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castillo for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Lowry and he is safe. Allenson steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles strikes out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive towards first. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Roman. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Franco scores. Jacoby scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 2 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Collins reaches second base with a double. Grubb scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Scott Bales now pitching. Dave Engel pinch hits for Dwight Lowry. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Engel now catching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts in front of the plate. Engel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Mel Hall. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing left field. Pat Tabler now playing first base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell is hit by the pitch. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Trammell moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 3 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Engle and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Wills now pitching. Joe Carter now playing right field. Corey Snyder now playing third base. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan strikes out. Two outs. Dave Engle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engle is 0 for 1 in the game. Engle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Pat Sheridan now playing center field. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Brett Butler. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.